phosphorus is absolutely crucial for agriculture as a fertilizer, as a key input to plant growth, along with, of course, others. It's quite unique compared to some of those others, particularly compared to nitrogen, because as an element, it can't be substituted, can't be manufactured.
Professor Stuart White from the Institute for Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology in Sydney. He's been researching whether there'll be enough phosphorus around to meet the needs of farmers into the future. And he says there's been some debate over when we will reach peak phosphorus. That is, when the level of phosphorus production reaches a peak and then plateaus.
Some of our early estimates suggested it was 2030, 2040, but the US Geological Survey has revised upwards the available reserves in the world, such that particularly in Morocco, and our revised estimate is probably around 2060, 2070, but it's likely to be sometime this century. And it hinges, of course, on growth in demand. We're just assuming current growth rates continue, 2 or 3% per year, which, you know, compounds, and that becomes essentially a limiting factor. So it's sometime this century unless we do something about it. And that's, of course, the idea of a soft landing, of reducing the growth in demand by substituting and by being more efficient and reducing this 80% loss between mine and fork.
And you've written a chapter for a new book, which is called Meat the Future, How Cutting Meat Consumption Can Feed Billions More. So you would argue that cutting meat consumption is key to having, I guess, sustainable phosphorus use.
Absolutely. It's one of the key factors. Along with the others, we have to be more efficient in our production, including of crops, and all agriculture needs to be more efficient in its use, and that also has the benefit of reducing runoff. We need to be much more effective at recovering and reusing the phosphorus that we generate as humans or as animal manure. But dietary change is the one that's often the most difficult to raise. It's extremely controversial, and yet it's one that we can't avoid talking about.
In one of your papers, you say that livestock and dairy farmers use about 2.5 times as much phosphorus as plant-based farms. Can you explain why that is?
It's really about the efficiency of conversion and the throughput, because animals need to eat a lot more plant material. I mean, so everything ultimately comes from plants, but it then has to be converted through metabolic processes and so on into what we finally eat, whether it's the milk or eggs or meat. So that conversion process requires a lot more phosphorus. The countries that have reached such high levels of meat consumption and animal product consumption really have to reduce. And we need to then look at the emerging economies and say, well, it's not going to be possible for everyone in the planet to eat at eat meat at the same levels that the high-income countries have. We all need to reduce overall as a globe.
Nick Drew is the executive manager of Fertiliser Australia and says the scarcity of phosphorus has been overstated. He says use of phosphorus in Australia is increasing at a fairly slow rate, and he believes as agricultural production increases around the world, phosphorus supply will hold up.
The estimates on known commercial reserves put it between 300 and 500 years, and there are a lot of reserves that are thinly understood, so they're not included in that figure. So, for example, right across the north of Australia, there are some potentially large phosphorus reserves, which at the moment are too far away from infrastructure to make them economic. And I suspect that situation will hold true in other places around the world as well. Phosphorus is quite an abundant element. I think it's the sixth most common in the Earth's crust, something like that.
Is there also work being done to recapture phosphorus?
There's been quite a bit of work done on the reuse of biosolids, so the sewage solids, once you've separated the water and aerated it and cleaned it a bit and so on. So there's CSIRO have done quite a bit of work under the National Biosolids Program to look at guidelines for using that material. So there are a number of issues to do with heavy metals and other impurities in that product, and therefore you have to be careful about how you use it. There's also work being done on extracting more pure chemicals from sewage waste. So struvite is one that's been explored quite a bit, and there's a couple of projects I'm aware of in Australia at the moment further looking at that. But my sort of limited understanding is that it's probably going to be a bit expensive compared to products produced from phosphate rock for the next